With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. I'm standing on the banks of the scenic Monocacy River in central Maryland, near Frederick. As the sun sets, a full moon rises, illuminating ragged rows of bone-white sycamores that flank the waterway as it winds through an historic landscape of Civil War battlefields. Leaves drift by in the moonlight like tiny brown kayaks, and in fact, both the city of Frederick and the state of Maryland promote the Monocacy River for its kayaking and fishing. But here on the river, you can hear a loud sound. That is the sound of a waterfall that cascades into the river down a tumble of granite boulders. You can tell it's not a natural waterfall because the rocks are stained black and because of a powerful smell of ammonia, the reek of raw human waste. The waterfall pours into the river from the Frederick City Wastewater Treatment Plant. An analyst colleague of mine at the Environmental Integrity Project examined EPA and state records for the Frederick Sewage Plant. We found that the plant dumped twice as much nitrogen pollution into the river, nearly 200,000 pounds, as its permit allowed last year. The problems continued into this year, with the plant discharging, just from January through September, 30% more nitrogen pollution than it is legally permitted to release in an entire year. Inspection reports on file at the Maryland Department of the Environment showed that Frederick was scheduled to have completed an upgrade and modernization of the plant more than 6 years ago. But the $45 million project has been plagued with delays. I called Stona Cosner, superintendent of Frederick's wastewater plant, to ask when the improvements will be finished.
Well, it's scheduled to be done in January next year, but the contractor is asking for an extension, and that's just being presented to us right now. So it's highly likely that this is going to run to about July of 2018.
Despite years of delays and pollution violations, Maryland regulators have fined Frederick only a tiny amount, $1,600 in 2015, state records indicate. Lax enforcement like this is a problem across the Chesapeake Bay watershed. Records show that 12 sewage plants, which treat half of Maryland's wastewater, were in violation of their permit limits last year, including the state's largest, Baltimore's Back River and Patapsco, but also plants in Salisbury, Westminster, and Anne Arundel County. Betsy Nicholas is executive director of Waterkeepers Chesapeake. She said she's disturbed that both EPA and Maryland have been issuing rosy reports about upgrades to Maryland sewage plants, when in fact, some of these improvements are behind schedule.
I wonder if we're in fact causing some problems and misunderstandings by saying those goals have been met when we have this tardiness and we have these continuing violations, because having the agency say that suggests to people that there isn't still a problem, and there is a problem.
A spokesman for the Maryland Department of the Environment said in a written statement that the state is pushing sewage plants to complete modernization projects as soon as possible, including by imposing penalties when warranted. Although a dozen of these projects are late, including in Baltimore and Frederick, Maryland has completed upgrades to 53 of its 67 large sewage plants. That's a higher percentage than any other state in the Chesapeake watershed. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own.